Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout, and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative. They're very destructive, can be dangerous if they're cornered, and they're very smart. We're talking about wild hogs, feral swine, and in Oklahoma, it seems they've got a growing population. Oklahoma state government fighting back. Jim Reese is Secretary of Agriculture. He says they're working with the Department of Wildlife Conservation and trying to trap hogs, shoot hogs, and in any way they can kill the invasive species off. He adds that this is a problem not just in Oklahoma, but across the southern part of the U.S.
It is mostly the southern states, you know, us in Texas and Louisiana, Mississippi. That's where a larger number of them are. And so, you know, we're all focused on avenues to eliminate them.
So it's a big enough problem nationally that we could maybe get some help from USDA at some point.
Well, we actually, yeah, we do. And we do get help from Wildlife Services and we, APHIS. And we actually think the feral hog free zone is type of a niche that they're interested in and maybe interested in supporting.
And Secretary Reese says that the Wildlife Services Department of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture has done a good job in killing more hogs than ever, both through trapping but also through hunting them down. He says it's important that we try to stem the tide of rising populations of wild hogs in the state. What's out there ahead for agriculture when it comes to the Trump administration taking over in January? Virginia Tech Ag economist Dr. David Cole talked about that at the recent American Bankers Association Ag Bankers Conference.
Definitely we'll see some regulatory relief. And if he's sharp, he will compromise, and we'll probably see some regulatory relief, particularly environmental and also in the banking area. It's going to be interesting to see how he simplifies the tax code and if that adds jingle to the pocket. The thing that kind of scares me is agriculture needs international trade. And TPP, I guess, is off now. It's going to be interesting to see how NAFTA plays out and some of those. But that could really upset the apple cart in that area. This first 100 days is going to be very, very interesting to see how it plays out with international partners on trade. But internally, the positives that I'm picking up are that, you know, regulation, we need it. Don't get me wrong, but we were having regulation run amok. And also the whole aspect of tax code being a little bit simpler and bringing back small business, which agriculture businesses are small business. I think that's probably a positive on that side.
Dr. David Cole, you've got farm news on Ron.
Don't know where to start with no-till? Want to make more confident decisions? Well, learn from experienced producers and soil health experts at the Beginning No-Till Producers Workshop, Monday, January 23rd in Salina, Kansas. Get tips on crop residues, rotations, equipment, livestock integration, cover crops, soil testing, and fertility. Registration is $100, sponsored by Arrow Seed. Then stay for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 24th and 25th. Register at notill.org.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.